Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Greg Eberling, superintendent of the Pella Community School District.
Right, so when I was talking to Lowell, we were discussing the fact that in the future it'll be very beneficial to the children if the teachers, and the teachers really as well, if reading is all happening at the same time and math or science and all these different subjects are all kind of held at the same time of the day. So you can share students, kind of just talk about that.
So really, it's becoming apparent that the more we have teachers collaborate, more we have things happening kind of on similar schedules and times, the better opportunities we have for teachers to work together, to provide interventions for kids kind of at the same time of the day. And so we're really looking at kind of a structure to figure out what our schedule, our individual classroom structure could look like in order to provide kind of common times for teachers to both hold classes and to collaborate together and provide interventions for students. So some of the barriers we have in that are kind of our overall schedule and the way that looks in each building. And a schedule that's conducive that would provide more collaboration, common planning time for teachers, also time that would allow for classes to be held is really going to be beneficial, because ultimately in the end, that's really what will help get the job done in putting interventions and things in place for students that maybe not getting it. So we want to see that happen. We need to work on scheduling and planning for next year, obviously the 14-15 school year, now this fall, so that if we need staff, if we need help, that we can put that in place and get that ready for the hiring season starting in about January. So we're really going to look hard at schedules kind of in all buildings this fall, have teachers involved with that process and staff, and then from there look at see what staff we might need to support those structures that we come up with. So that's a big deal. It'll be important. I wanted to emphasize that to the board, because ultimately we have to make sure that we're ready to go for as much collaboration amongst teachers as we possibly can.
And it sounds in the meeting like one way is to get more collaboration with the English teachers and the science and the math. You don't necessarily need to hire more of them. You need to hire the gaps where you have multiple music teachers or PE teachers so that the schedule can actually allow for this to occur.
Right, because sometimes our schedule is driven by some of the special teachers, PE, music, art, even guidance and library, in terms of things the way the schedule sometimes forces it to be a certain way because of how many staff members you have. And when they're shared differently between buildings, it does make it a challenge, because sometimes that kind of pigeonholes the way schedules have to be. And so what we're trying to do is create less of those pigeonholes and to ultimately make a better opportunity where we have more flexibility to do things and block out schedules so that we're not driven by what the schedule in terms of the special schedule can provide, but just what we need, and then fit the special schedule around that. So that could take additional staff. It could take some creative ways of looking at it, and we want to find out what those are. We don't know exactly how that's going to look because we're just on the beginning stages of it, but what we want is some kind of recommendation to be able to go to the board by January to say, you know, this is what, to make this schedule happen, we're going to need this kind of support to do it.
All right. What is some of the biggest challenges, or the biggest challenge that you think the Pella Community School District faces this year?
Yeah, I think, it's kind of an exciting and a challenge. We are rolling out the one-to-one initiative 712 with laptop computers. And so the students 712 will get MacBook Airs this year. And while that's both an opportunity and a challenge, it's very exciting. It'll be challenging for our staff because they'll have a lot more access to technology than what students have had in the past, and staff to figure out exactly so how that fits and looks in each of their classes. So that's a challenge, but it's definitely an exciting time for our students to have that access. Some kids that don't have access or greater access during the school day. So that's exciting, but it's both a positive and a negative, because there'll be challenges in figuring out how that looks for teachers and how to adjust their lessons and so on to make that happen. So we've got that, and you know, we've got some other technology things that we've been working on. We're going to be rolling out a new website soon. We're kind of in the developmental stages of that. We're hoping that comes out early this fall. We also have a new student management system for students, which parents will have an educational portal that they'll log into. That will also be new. So we got several new technology things that are happening kind of on the cusp in terms of some other things. Some of the scheduling stuff that I mentioned will be a challenge to figure out how that can look and make all that work. We keep pushing forward with professional development and collaboration with teachers. The language arts is being worked on heavily and will roll out for those reading and language arts teachers both as soon as we get into the first of the new year, which will be January. So that's again a challenge. We've got a lot of things going. And then you kind of throw all that in the hopper, the educational side and the instructional side, which is near and dear to me. Then you also throw all the building projects in there as well. So the bond issue, great blessing, great support by our community. Now it's the challenge of making it all happen. So we got several building projects that will be kicking off, and that takes, there's a lot of decisions to be made and meetings that come with those, and staff are involved in that process too. So we're not let grass grow under our feet. We're really kind of taking on lots of different things, but it's exciting time to be a part of Pella Schools.
So it sounds like basically your biggest challenges are possibly going to be your biggest rewards.
They are. They certainly are. And with those challenges, I mean, take a lot of effort, but in the end, I think we continue to move the district forward and make some great things happen.
Special thanks again to Greg Eberling, superintendent of the Pella Community School District. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.